Happy anniversary, my dear.
You tell me that every day. Why?
Why shouldn't I? Every second of being married is actually an achievement. Alhamdulillah. But I'm sorry, I can't say it that many times.
Don't even try. You'll have to make up for 20 odd years. Sure, you know, I never imagined I'd marry an author.
I know, it's not your fault. Humans are predisposed to having terrible imaginations.
Hey, it wasn't for my lack of imagination, okay?
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Then what was it?
I always thought storytellers are nothing but glorified liars.
Inna lillah. No wonder Allah united us. You needed to see the real deal of storytelling.
Maybe. So, what will it be today?
As promised, a mystery, of course.
وسيروا بعزم لقهر المحال.
How did we get into this mess, Sid?
Simple, Siwi. The world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance observes.
Like what, Sid?
The origin of this never-ending fight.
We're going back to the beginning?
You know my methods, Wasim. Elementary.
If you have the slightest taste for adventure, you're wondering,
what's the mess?
And?
Who are Simi and Sid?
Ah, questions. Questions without any answers yet. So, my dear, the story I have to share with you this Ramadan is unlike any other. So, brace yourself for the twists and turns of an extraordinary series, and remember, everything is not as it seems.
What do you think about my singing?
Singing?
I sing when I'm thinking. Potential roommates should know the worst about each other, no?
We've only just met and you want to be roommates?
Problem?
We don't know a thing about each other. I don't even know where to meet you tomorrow. And wait, I don't even know your name.
I know yours. Wasim Mayat. I know that you're a volunteer army doctor of sorts. You've been invalided home from Syria. You're staying away from your family, not out of necessity, but choice. Your therapist thinks your lump is psychosomatic, and your sister thinks you're socially awkward. Both are quite correct, I'm afraid.
What? How do you know?
221 Baker Street, 3 p.m. sharp.
I didn't even get your...
Shamshir Ismail Dinda. You can call me Sid.
What's going on with Radio Islam's drama this year? It's so weird.
Oh, weird is just a nasty way of saying it's a limited edition. Weird means to be so rare that people don't encounter it often, like this strange story.
Okay, fair enough. But where does the story actually start?
Ah, where does any story actually start?
Good question.
Well, allow me to take you to the 6th of June 2014, when two beautiful sisters just received their matric results.
Hold on. which South African receives their matric results in June?
June? I said January. The 6th of January 2014. Now listen, it all began on the 6th of January 2014 when two beautiful fraternal twins received their matric results.
Got 7 distinctions. I can't hear you, ladies. Scream it, sister. Layla is a genius.
Yes, you are, my dear Lails. Now can we head home? Mom and Dad are waiting.
Sex, why are you always such a bore? Let me party first.
You can do that at home, love.
No ways. Why would I want to? No, Zex. I'm so sorry. I forgot about your results.
It's cool. We'll discuss that later, love. Can we go?
Wait a minute. Your results are worse than mine, right? That's why you're raining on my parade. Come on, Zex. Don't be such a sore. What?
Ah, the joys of having a sister. Sometimes we love them. Other times, we just want to sell them online. And what about having a brother? Well,
you're mighty dumb, Amani Slovo. Guess you don't know any better, though.
Excuse you, why am I mighty dumb?
I guess it ain't your fault if Mr. Slovo is a Muslim wannabe. He loves those terrorists so much that you're one of them. Terrorist Muslim. Amani Slovo and her family are terrorist Muslims. What happened, Amani? Lost your tongue?
Silence is the best reply to fools.
What's that? Muslims are fools. SMT.
Yeah, keep sucking your teeth.
Ha 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 ha. Sucking my teeth? No, 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 no. SMT, as in Slovo Muslim Terrorist. That's all you and your stupid father. Help! Help! Terrorist attack!
No! What are you doing?
Don't call me that!
Amani! No! Stop! Stop, Amani!
Just as Wasim watches Shamshir Ismail Dinda walk out of sight,
private number? Ah, who could this be? Assalamu alaikum.
Cry, see me, cry, see me.
What?
Look to the east and look to the west. No. The camera watches you best.
Wasim looks around him and notices 3 different CCTV cameras perched on surrounding buildings.
Get in the car in front of you to find out, Wasim. I would make some sort of threat, but I'm sure your situation is quite clear to you.
And with that, the line goes dead. As Amani launches into a full-blown cat fight, Ridwan tries to pull his sister away.
Amani! No! What the heck? Stop it!
She started it! She deserved it, really! She called Dad a...
Stop it at once, Amani Slovo! Go to the principal's office!
But it wasn't mine!
No!
Now you've caused it.
About time.
What? What's that?
Nothing. SMT.
If you even look at my sister again, you will not live to see another thing. Now get out of my face before I show you a real SMT.
A few minutes after the puzzling call, a car pulls up in front of Wasim. Weighing his options, he gets inside.
What's up, guys?
Don't bother.
The driver remains silent, ignoring any of his questions. As Wasim tries not to panic, the car pulls in front of an almost empty warehouse. Wasim is led into a tiny office where a man he has never seen before awaits him.
Have a seat.
What?
When one is avoiding the attention of Shamshir Ismail Dindar, one learns to be discreet. Hence the strange arrangements. Have a seat, Wasim.
I don't want to sit.
You don't seem to be very afraid.
You don't seem to be frightening.
Ah, yes. The bravery of an officer. Bravery is by far the kindest word for stupidity, don't you think?
Well...
What is your connection to Shamshir Ismail Dindar?
What? I don't have one. I don't know who Shamshir is. I barely know the guy. I met him a few minutes before you called.
And you're already thinking of becoming roommates?
Wait a second. Who are you?
An interested party.
Interested in Shamshir? I'm guessing you guys are friends.
You've met him. How many friends do you imagine he has? I'm the closest thing to a friend that Shamshir Ismail Dindar is capable of having.
And what's that?
An enemy.
An enemy?
In his mind, certainly. If you were to ask him, he'd probably say he's arch enemy. He does love to be dramatic.
Well, thank Allah, you above all that.
I tried my best, you know, Mom.
Yeah, in movie marathons and partying are your best, okay?
You just want me to be like Sakia all the time.
You should ask yourself why. Young lady, ask yourself why again.
For what? I did better than almost everyone else. I just wish you'd stop.
Leila, what are you nagging your mother about?
I'm not nagging, I'm just saying.
Assalamu alaikum, Dad.
Ah, there's our genius.
Oh, Dad, that's not me. Allah just favored me, alhamdulillah.
Who doesn't favor you?
Leila!
Lails, Allah has favored you too, love. 7 distinctions is no easy achievement. Say alhamdulillah.
That's your sister's biggest problem. She is so ungrateful.
I'm ungrateful.
Yes. I wish you'd learned something from Zakia.
Whatever. I'm out of here.
Meanwhile, Wasim's interrogation continues.
Do you plan to continue your association with Shamshir?
I could be wrong, but that is none of your business.
It could be?
It really couldn't.
If you do move into 221 Baker Street... I'd be happy to pay you a meaningful sum of money on a regular basis to ease your way.
Why?
Because you're not a wealthy man.
In exchange for what?
Information. Nothing indiscreet. Nothing you'd feel uncomfortable with. Just tell me what he's up to.
Why? Why should I?
I worry about him constantly.
How sweet.
But I would prefer, for various reasons, that my concern go unmentioned. we have what you might call a difficult relationship.
No, I don't think so.
But I haven't even mentioned the figure as yet.
Listen, don't bother. I'm not interested. Are we done here?
I can see from your left hand that you have every intention of moving into 221 Baker Street.
My what?
Show me your left hand.
Layla marches to her bedroom in a huff, and Zakia follows to console her sister.
Can't you read?
I was in before you shut the door.
Too bad. Now shut it behind you.
Relax, Layla. Mum and Dad just want what's best for you.
To be your clone? No, thank you. It's bad enough that we're twins.
You know you're being ridiculous.
Sorry, I'm not as perfect as you are.
Layla!
Zakia! Layla! Zakia, Layla! Come here at once!
Why does that sound...
like we're in trouble.
You think Dad found out about...
We did, Zax. Oh my word, we are so dead.
The mysterious man walks towards Wasim and reaches for Wasim's left hand. Wasim instantly pulls his hand back.
Don't.
Remarkable.
What is?
When you met Shamshir, you saw a war zone. You've seen it already, haven't you?
What's wrong with my hand?
You have an intermittent tremor in your left hand. Your therapist thinks it's post-traumatic stress disorder. She thinks you're haunted by memories of your time in Syria.
Who the heck are you? How do you know all of this?
Fire her. She's got it the wrong way around. You're under stress right now and your hand is perfectly steady. You're not haunted by the war. Dr. Wasim, you must sit. Welcome back. Time to choose a side, Wasim. Virtue or vice? Choose wisely.